You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I love this song, man. Glass Tiger. We've got Festivus Friday coming up in 55 minutes. Look forward to that. A couple of local sports stories real quick. Newly signed Kansas City Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt will not appear in game action this week. Earlier today, head coach Andy Reid said Hunt will remain on the practice squad for Sunday's contest in Atlanta.
I am not surprised at all.
No. Reid said of Hunt's work this week during practice, quote, he did good. He's in decent shape. Listen, he's going to have to play a football game to tell us the rest, but he came in good shape, so that is a plus. Hunt signed with the Chiefs on Tuesday because of the injury to Isaiah Pacheco.
Did you, Sam, do you have Twitter pulled up in there?
I do.
Can you help explain why Chris Jones had a sack, and then he had half a sack, and now he has no sack? But Karloftis got it.
They will give you a half a sack if they rule that you and another defender simultaneously put pressure on a quarterback to sack them.
Okay.
However, in post-review, they can then take that half sack and give it to the other player and give them a full sack.
They can take away your half and give the other player the full.
If they decide that you actually beat the other player to the quarterback. So initially they said, okay, Jones, Karloftis, you guys got there at the same time.
Yeah,
you applied the same amount of pressure. You both tackled him. You each get half a sack. They went back and looked at it and they said, nope. By the way, there's a lot of people that are more angry about that than just Chris Jones because Karloftis's sack betting line for the game
was
half a sack.
No way.
Oh, really?
So it was a wash. And then, oh, just kidding. Now we should have won. So everybody's like, hey, where's our money? And I believe that the sports books have to go back and pay that out.
Okay. I can't tell because we don't have audio in here. It looked like he was laughing, Chris Jones, when the media asked him about the half sack. He's like got his hands up and you can tell he's kind of like, but if you think about it, do they get paid for those?
I'm sure there are performance bonuses based on your season total, not a game total.
Yeah.
So one of the main reasons that Chris Jones held out last season, we all remember that he held out for however many weeks, was because he wanted to drive up the incentives for his sack total. Mm-hmm. And so he gets millions of dollars based on how many sacks he gets.
Right.
Which puts, half a sack valued at, $500,000 or something? I mean, probably not that much, but
I just retweeted it, and I assume it's clean, Sam. No. He's in front of the University of Kansas Health System and the Chiefs. Like, this is his weekly news conference, and he's kind of laughing, but not. And so you can't tell just based on watching it. Let me just show you what I'm talking about here, and then, Sam, see if we can play it. You can't tell if he's like, come on, like being funny and they're laughing, or if he's really like, come on.
That looks more like a come on, man.
Right.
Oh, he looks actually mad right now.
Yeah.
I can't tell. I just think he's so lovely and he's so funny. But maybe this isn't funny if you're talking millions of dollars or something.
Well, it would only be millions of dollars if at the end of the year he hasn't reached his incentive.
He has to get two the next game.
If his multi-million dollar incentive is based on 15 sacks and he ends the year with 14 and a half,
he's going to be pretty upset.
He's going to be mad.
Yeah. Speaking of athletes and their millions of dollars, Joel Embiid of the and the Philadelphia 76ers. Yep, Joel Embiid, formerly of KU. And the Philadelphia 76ers have agreed to a, get this, three-year, $192.9 million contract extension.
Not enough.
Damn, I knew he was good. I didn't know he was that good.
He is one of the greatest paint players in the game.
This is an outrageous amount of money.
Good for you, Joel Embiid. Look at you go.
The deal includes a player option, which, if activated, would see the 2022-23 NBA MVP remain in the city of brotherly love until the end of the 2028-29 season and guarantee him around $300 million, one of the most lucrative contracts in NBA history.
Wow.
Taking his total career earnings to $500 million.
Good for him.
Wow. He would become the fifth member of the NBA's $500 million club?
Well, let me guess.
Okay.
The fifth member of the $500 million.
Michael Jordan is not in it.
Oh, well, then I'm out. That's the only guess I have.
These are all current players.
Yeah, they're all current.
I got nothing.
NBA contracts didn't even get close to that high back in the day.
Okay, well, I was going to say like the Scottie Pippins of the world, but no, he's not current.
Scottie Pippin was cheated.
That's right.
Let's hit you with a really easy one. His initials are LJ.
Larry Johnson?
You're kidding.
LeBron
Jersey.
Some people call him Braun.
LeBron James.
Woo. LeBron James. All
got
right.
It.
Steph Curry.
Of course, heard of him.
Kevin Durant.
Heard of him.
And Paul George.
Not heard of him.
He's a teammate of Embiid's.
Love it. Two more KU-related stories, because we do nothing if we do not crank out champions. Happy 100th birthday to the Stax and Watson Library, one of the most stunning buildings in the entire state of Kansas. 100 years old, Watson's Library.
Did you call it Stax and Watson?
The Stax, inside the Stax.
Oh,
yeah.
Inside the Stax.
And number two, did you see they had the final beam placed this week in what will be the new Memorial Stadium?
No.
And I don't know, KU's still playing at Arrowhead a couple games,
they're
correct?
They're done at Sporting, okay. Thank God.
Yeah. How's that field looking?
I don't know. Sam took my tickets last night or two nights ago. How does it look?
The field looked fine.
It did?
Yeah.
No.
It must have been all new turf. They probably ripped it up the second the game
ended.
There's
no way, because it takes more than a week for sod to settle.
It did not look like there had been a football game played on
good.
It.
Wow.
Good.
I'm not even mad.
I had your seats, so I had a very close view.
Okay.
Could almost touch it.
Well, that's true.
Bragger.
Hey, don't get mad. Be glad.
I'm not mad. I enjoyed it. It was a fantastic. We scored four goals.
Penn State removed nearly three dozen racks containing its independent student-produced newspaper from on-campus locations this week because politics-related ads on the racks violated school policy. The Daily Collegian reports that they were not notified of the rack's removal Wednesday night and have not been told where they are being stored. However, they said they expected the racks to be returned sometime today without the ads.
Wait, like little sticky ads that they put on the front of the newspaper or like political ads in the body
of
the...
political ads on the racks.
All right.
The newspaper said there were about 35 racks overall inside various buildings on the school's campus in State College, Pennsylvania, with three running an ad for Vice President Kamala Harris and six running voter registration ads in poster space above the newspapers. The other racks did not have posters.
That seems odd.
Well, but I wonder, I would imagine that the paper didn't sell space on their racks. My guess is that...
the school sold space.
No, my guess is that some student just went by and slapped stickers on them.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah.
Very weird.
Anyway, for what it's worth. When we get back, Kip Casey's Endeavor Academy here in Kansas City is being investigating an incident, I beg your pardon, that involved an incident that regarding what a bus driver is alleged to have done. And
it's old school. It's nothing. It's not good touch, bad touch. It's nothing like that.
No.
It is what your grandfather's generation would have done if a kid was misbehaving.
Acting a fool in the backseat.
Yes. Yeah.
And I didn't even know buses had this amenity.
Did you used to be terrified of your bus driver? Like when we were growing up, we had a pink slip and then you were kicked off the bus. And she was a stern, larger, lovely woman. Stern. I don't even know that I knew. I mean, there was no good morning. It was sit down, shut up. Seat forward. I don't want any shenanigans or you're all in trouble.
I mean, we would talk on the bus, but you have to remember, here we go, I'm going to get made fun of. All of us on the bus, our dads were in the Army. You didn't act a fool because you would get in big trouble.
Yeah, you weren't afraid of the bus driver. You were afraid
of my dad
when you got back home. Yeah.
I was afraid of our bus driver and my dad.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talked a lot, but I don't ever remember there being a fight or a disturbance. The only thing, and maybe we'll get into this a little bit later, and I don't know how it was on your bus. Did all the cool kids sit in the back?
Oh, yeah.
And the farther back you sat, the cooler you were.
Yeah, and I was a nerd. I was always right up front.
And you had to kind of earn your way to the back.
I never made it there.
913-586-7798. Story here from Channel 9. Our telephone number is 913-586-7798. Kipps KC's Endeavor Academy is investigating an incident in which a bus driver allegedly turned up the heat, prompting a student to jump out the emergency exit. Students on the bus were reportedly misbehaving, and in response, the bus driver increased the temperature. One student jumped out of the emergency exit at the back of the bus to get cooler air. Police were called to the scene. Keish Hanna, a parent, expressed frustration over the lack of detailed communication from the school, says Hanna. Ms. Hanna, whatever the case was, if the kids were not listening or being unruly, you don't do that. If you can't control them, you stop the bus and call for backup. Michael Coleman, Kipps KC's community liaison, assured that the school is taking steps to prevent further incidents.
Okay.
The bus contractor is First Student, by the way. You've seen their buses all over town.
All right. Back in the day, this would have been funny. Like, old man, what's his face?
Yep. Trying to smoke us
trying
out.
Trying to smoke us out. 100 degrees out. Turned on the heat because we were acting a fool.
I mean, well, like, simmer down, everybody. He turned the heat up. He made your kid maybe a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, he didn't brake check everybody. Is this...
I didn't even know buses had AC or heaters.
Right, not back in the day, they didn't.
Well, they sure didn't.
Now, granted, I never rode the bus, full disclosure, so I have no idea. But I thought that was just something that buses didn't come with because it's pretty hard to heat or cool a giant cylinder.
I don't know. I know that I'm supposed to be outraged by this. And tell you, oh, this is so uncool.
It was almost clickbait, because when I saw it, bus driver being investigated, I clicked on it and thought, oh boy, what'd he do? And when it said he cranked the heat, I was like, yeah, that squares with about every bus driver I've ever known.
One of the kids jumped out of the emergency exit? What?
You think that kid was being a little dramatic?
Yeah.
Why not just put the window down? They do still have those windows that come down. I know that because somebody bought a bus recently and was at a Chiefs game, and one of the rear windows opened up and a guy put his head out and puked.
Mm.
It was a lovely sight.
Good times.
913-586-7798.
They probably had the heat up.
Right. Well, then why didn't he jump out the back door? 913-586-7798 if you would like to weigh in.
What is the old school punishment that you remember from back in the day, and especially with the school bus drivers? Because I'm telling you, they did not mess around.
No, they did not. Usually it was you had to sit in the front. If you could not behave yourself.
Yeah. It would not have been out of the realm of possibility for the bus driver to pull over and say, get out. I mean, back in the day.
No, there's no way in a million years.
Oh, in a million years today, you'd be sued for $1 billion if they kicked some kid off the bus.
Can you imagine? 913-586-7798. You know, I went to the grocery store the other day. It was, I don't know, like eight in the morning or something. And sitting in the parking lot of this very well-known grocery store are three buses off to the side of the parking lot. And I thought, these people were heroes.
Oh, yeah.
These are the people who put up with so much crap and are disrespected, and the kids are laughing at them.
Underpaid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the days you were asking before the break, you know, did you fear your bus driver? And I don't ever remember fearing my bus driver. I feared what would happen if I acted a fool on the bus. I don't even remember my bus driver's names. Do you?
Bus driver?
Oh, bus driver Bob?
It was a woman and she scared me.
Bus driver Betty?
More like Beulah.
586-7798. Bob in Ottawa. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well.
So I had a bus driver, grade school. This is back in the 70s. And yes, we had fear. He had a whistle when we were acting up. We were getting too loud when the decibels were too high. He had this whistle that, you know, you couldn't even use with a manual whistle. He'd do it on his own and just screeched the whole bus. And we didn't do anything out of line. And like you said, if we did something out of line, our parents found out about it, that was the worst part.
Mm-hmm.
because he had the respect from the kids. He did a lot.
Did you have pink slips? I just remember the pink slip. And, man, you did not want to see pink on that bus.
No, no pink slips. He'd walked up to our parents in small town USA and say he was doing this, and all of a sudden our feet left the ground and our hair, we were dragging the home. And that would happen.
He would lift you up by your hair?
Our parents did.
Oh, your parents did.
Yeah, our parents did. He wouldn't, but he would just walk them in and walk us to the door and say, okay, so-and-so did this today, and guess what? We were elevated, so.
Elevated. Kurt in Lenexa. Hello, Kurt.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
We're doing well.
All right. And also, don't forget your reservation for your table at Funky Town is ready for
yes,
the
sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So here's the deal. This bus driver, they acted way out of line. First of all, you're transporting precious cargo no matter what the behavior is. And for them to turn on the heat just to control them, I don't know. I mean, that's not a proven method of trying to control them. And the fact that one of the kids jumped out the window, I mean, this is definitely a safety issue. And I'm surprised the driver didn't get in trouble because one of the kids flew out, you know.
Well, he might.
Out the window.
Well, but Kurt, he might. And keep in mind, it's a door. It's an emergency exit in the back. But he might get in trouble, assuming it's a he. Might get in trouble. They are investigating it. He's probably going to get fired, quite frankly.
I wouldn't doubt it. I had a bus driver. His name was Walt. He's a very nice guy, older guy, and he had been married 50-something, 60-something years, and he was a devoted guy, you know, to his wife and everything, and I enjoyed his time talking about different things, about music and football and everything. Hmm. I miss him terribly. He's probably been gone now 10 years, but I remember all the bus drivers I had, and yes, we had exclusive bus, and you know, we would have soda pop on our bus, and we could listen to music and talk about girls and
simmer down there, partner.
And we had a party bus.
All right, Kurt, man. Ooh, party started early today. Steve, the bus driver on line 6. Hello.
How are you?
We are doing well.
Third time caller. Love the show.
Oh, you're very kind. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, 20 years, I've never really had issues. I've driven all ages. You just never know what the kids are going through. So I just established kind of a relationship with them from square one. And you set the ground rules and you go with it. I don't think there's any need to do evasive maneuvers or anything. It's just...
Well, he didn't give them a nickel ride. He just turned the heat up.
Yeah. Exactly. And I remember I think I'm echoing pretty much what Dana said. I remember my bus driver was just, no, you didn't mess with a guy. He was big. He was brutal. So,
do you like doing it? Do you like it, Steve?
Yeah. And at one point, the vice principal of the school drove our bus and you didn't mess with him.
Well, do you like driving a bus?
I really enjoy it. By trade, I'm a hospital chaplain. So I use the time on my bus to de-stress. You know, anything that I've gone through, if it was a NICU death or something like that, this is my way of just de-stressing, really, and it really frames your world better.
Did the children know that that's what you do in your other life, Steve?
They do.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't care. The younger they are, it kind of goes over their head. But the older, the high school kids, kind of you get a modicum of respect. I was a Marine chaplain as well.
Sam wants to know, have you ever read a kid their last rites?
Sam!
There's been a couple of times where they push buttons and you kind of hope that happens, but no.
I bet they wouldn't act up after that, Steve.
Hey, Steve, nice. Thank you for what you do.
Take care.
Thank you. God bless you, brother.
You know that the job as a hospital chaplain has to be stressful when your respite from that is driving children on a bus.
Well, and also you never go to visit people on their best day.
No, no.
It's always people going through hell. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Festus Friday coming up right after the 5 o'clock news that is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39, online at Q39KC.com. Nice. Man, I haven't heard this song in a million years. 913-586-7798.
Can you imagine if your bus driver was Bad Bad Leroy Brown?
I would sit on my hands and not open my mouth. Very quiet. Very quiet ride to school. Kansas City's Endeavor Academy is investigating an incident in which a bus driver allegedly turned up the heat, literally, prompting a student to jump out of the emergency exit. Students on the bus were misbehaving, apparently, and in response, the bus driver increased the temperature. Police were called to the scene. Some parents are upset. I know I should be saying, oh, this is so awful and terrible and blah, 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 but, I mean, come on.
I find it very hard to believe that they even felt the heat from the heater.
Well,
I think the heaters are underneath some of the seats.
Yeah. Like, you know, the, do you not remember the raised?
Yeah, they're great. They're great. They're little rectangular boxes, if I remember correctly.
But that aluminum fuselage is already 95 degrees. The only AC you get is from the window being open.
I remember our buses having heaters. I don't remember them ever having air conditioners. And I went to school in Texas for some of those years.
Can I tell you one of my trauma bus stories growing up? You know, I did not enjoy
so many.
I mean, is this as bad as the rope climbing trauma?
It's in the top five. Mm. My grandmother, my sweet grandmother, we had a long private drive. It was gravel private drive with two farmhouses up at the top. And my grandmother would walk me down in the morning to wait for the bus. Looking back, as any parent or grandparent would, because it was a long, sloped private drive all the way down. And like, they're not going to let an 11-year-old girl go stand out in the middle of the darkness in the winter by herself. I did not realize that that was uncool. And one day in seventh grade, a girl came up to me in the hallway with her friends and she goes, "Did your mommy walk you to the bus today?" And then it occurred to me, oh my gosh, am I not supposed to have my... I loved that time in the morning with her. We'd walk down and talk and tell stories.
Did you tell grandma to stop doing
it? What I did was I said, you know, you don't have to do that. I don't want you to have to walk all the way down there. You don't have to do that. I tried to make it more like I'm looking out for you. You don't have to walk me down.
Did she buy that?
No.
So grandma kept walking you down?
Well, she would walk like halfway, spy me, and then, you know, okay, here comes the bus, and she'd turn around and walk back.
Because she knew that
they were making fun of me.
Sweet grandma.
And she's so sweet.
She probably enjoyed the time with you as well.
She did, of course.
Well, where was she when those girls were bullying you at the bus stop?
I was in the hallway at school, Sam. I couldn't have her come to school with me. Then I really am a nerd.
Hey, good with the dough roller.
Right. Just
plow, whap. Kyler in Kansas City. Kyler, hello.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. You guys are awesome. Appreciate you filling my time on the way home.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so this just blows my mind. I'm in my late 30s. I've got four kids, and they're young. They're school age, elementary. But I just, like, why can't we just start calling kids up? And, or, if a kid has really got it in their mind that it gets hot in a car, and they decide to jump out of the back of a moving vehicle, assuming it's moving, are we not asking the question, hey, what else is going on in this kid's life that needs to be addressed besides this one incident?
Probably.
Whether it's a parenting thing or something. I'm just like, guys, this is, besides the fact that we've also got in the school districts around the metro a labor shortage, this is only going to make it worse to scare people away from it, which creates all of the working parents into a lot worse circumstance.
You remember, like, Kyler, earlier in the year, they said we're going to start changing the bus routes because we don't have enough drivers.
Mm-hmm. Well,
for all the kids.
Yeah, down in Southern Johnson County, they redid the entire school start system, the Olathe district, because of that reason.
And they pushed out the boundary of where you could be picked up.
Yeah. I mean, I've got four young kids, three of which are in elementary age. It's just like, why can't we just work on intention? Why can't we focus on more of a main thing? Like, how do we either help parents figure out how to intentionally parent or coach a kid through how to not jump out of a moving vehicle? Why is that not a bigger problem than this bus driver decided to heat up a bus?
Kyler,
to the point,
Probably
doesn't really have that much of a HVAC anyway.
Yeah, Kyler, do appreciate the call. And I'm not correcting you, just clarifying what you said. We don't know if the bus was moving or stopped when this kid jumped out. My guess would be he jumped out at a stop.
And again, I'm just going to beat this point to death until it revives and I beat it to death again. I don't think that was because of the heat. I think he was just being dramatic.
Yeah, overly dramatic. And he probably was in the back of the bus, one of the cool kids, and was just trying to make a scene. Or
I'll show him.
Yeah, or be an idiot, impress his friends.
My bus driver would have been like, bye. You want to DB Cooper yourself out my bus? Enjoy that walk home.
My bus driver would have put it in reverse.
Hang on, let me get up to 30 real quick.
Run me over. Ryan in KCK. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, folks. How are you?
We're doing well.
I laugh because I wasn't a daily bus rider. I went to a small Catholic high school in KCK, and our bus driver's name was Corky. And the worst thing he did was tell you the most inappropriate jokes you could ever imagine.
He told the kids inappropriate jokes?
God bless his soul, man. Yes.
On way to Catholic school?
Even better. That's awesome.
Field trips or whatever. And then the only other thing I have is, when are you two going to join me in the cuckoo's nest?
Oh, friend, we built the cuckoo's nest. What are you talking about? Greg in Kansas City. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how's it going? First time caller. How's it going?
Oh, welcome on in.
Hey, I'm a school bus driver. Been one for 12 years. Back in the days when I went to school, you acted up on the bus, you went to the principal's office, and you got the wooden paddle.
Yeah.
You know, but nowadays, you even look cross-eyed at the kids, and they tell their parents, and you get in trouble, because you got no backing from superintendents, Board of Education, or anything, because the kids are always right.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know that.
Yep. Well, I know, but I just wish it wasn't that way.
Kids can do no wrong on the bus. I've kicked kids off the bus several times, and they're back on the bus doing the sex thing over and over again.
What's the, and keep it clean if you can, what's the worst thing you've seen a kid do on a bus?
On my bus?
Yeah.
Just language. There's been other buses where there's been sexual favors.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
We had that once. Hey, Greg, thank you. Living in a country that I can't talk about, we were coming back from school, and a girlfriend and her boyfriend were. It wasn't
okay.
The full deed, if you know what I mean. But there
maybe a little first base,
a little farther.
Oh my god! It
might have been a double or a triple. Everybody knew it. Tasha in woo. KCK. Tasha,
wheels
hello.
On the bus go woo woo.
Oh yeah, they were, man. Hello, Tasha.
Hey, I struggle with, yes, we know, you know, we don't know what kids are going through, but I feel like being a bus driver can be so rough. I was just saying earlier, you know, we had a couple kids throwing batteries at the back of the head of the bus driver and, bit wads and stuff like that. And I think it takes a special person. And just depending where you're located, I mean, you kind of have to get creative sometimes. But, of course, you don't want anybody to be hurt or things like that.
No.
Spit wads? Oh, Tasha. Oh.
You know, one of these days, and I'm not advocating for this kind of behavior, but I'm shocked. We have never read a story about a bus driver who was en route to school or taking the kids home or whatever in a neighborhood. The kids are acting fools, and he or she just pulls over, puts the bus in park, turns off the engine, and gets off himself.
Bye-bye.
And just starts walking down the street.
Because it would be child endangerment.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I didn't think about that.
And you would know that. Like.
Yeah, and whapping him on the back of the head with a sock full of stuff is not child endangerment.
Well, I know.
Amy in Polo. Hello, Amy.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. Well, I got a story about my mom, my sweet little 5'2", fiery little mama. She drove the bus in the 60s, and there was a time she told the story about some kids thought they were going to be funny and cool after she passed a police officer. They rolled the window down and hollered out and called him a certain barnyard animal name. Mm. And she came to a stop. I don't know if it was a brake check or not, but came to a stop and went out and asked the officer to come onto the bus. And he followed her. And when he got in there, she told them all to stand up and tell them exactly what they called him. And you could have heard a pin drop, of course. She didn't take no crap from anybody.
Good.
You and I had the same bus driver, Amy.
Well, that was my mom.
What was her name?
Donna Sue.
Donna Sue.
Yep. I love it.
5 foot two.
Mess with her, she's going to mess with you.
That's right.
That's Donna Sue. Awesome. All right, Amy, you take care.
What are we writing a song for Elvis?
I just did. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news here on KMBZ. Story here from the New York Post. The cost of living is up, prompting a growing number of Americans to flee the big cities and opt instead for small-town life. A tiny, tight-knit community might seem like heaven to those who want a slower pace of life. But that doesn't mean that smaller towns are sleepy. Many towns across the country offer the same top-notch amenities found in large cities. Except they don't have airports and pro football teams.
Your house catches on fire.
Yeah.
I always say that. We were on a road trip in the middle of nowhere last weekend.
Yep.
And you look out and it's just beautiful, mm-hmm. right? The sun is setting. It's nothing but fields as far as the eye can see. And then there's one farmhouse, and it is stunning. And I always say the same thing. That looks so peaceful and so amazing until you have to call 911.
Right. And wait.
I don't know. I think there's some charm to the small town life.
I love it.
But I like having like a Chiefs game to go to Sunday, you know?
I love living in the city. Well, I don't live in the city, but in a big metropolitan area. Airports relatively close, professional sports, people.
People?
Yeah, but you're an introvert.
Humans.
Well, off the air. I still like my neighbors and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, New York Post is out with the top 10. This is actually from Realtor.com. The top 10 most affordable small towns in America. Branson, Missouri is number one.
Wow. You want to go to Branson?
No. Not on a call or in real life. Branson tops our rankings not only because its median list price is more than $150,000 below the national median. It's also known as the entertainment capital of the Ozarks with year-round music and drama performances held within more than 50 theaters and venues. Branson is the spot to see everything from live music to comedy to magic. There is a show every night of the week. Also making the list, Springfield, Illinois. Let's see what else is close. Baraboo, Wisconsin?
No.
I've been to this city. You couldn't pay me $1 million to live there. Fairbanks, Alaska. It's right in the middle of the state.
Oh, God.
Kearney, Nebraska made the list.
All right.
It's 2.5 hours west of Omaha. Considered Nebraska's cultural heart.
I told you we went to Nebraska City a couple weekends ago. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most beautiful drives. And I think in the fall, it would be stunning. But I don't think there's a lot going on.
Well, Lincoln is 40-minute drive to the west.
Yeah.
Omaha is another 40 minutes to the north.
Yeah.
Well, it's not bad.
No, it's beautiful.
The apple of my AI. Fruit enthusiasts are allegedly flocking to Saskatchewan, Canada, in search of purple apples.
No.
After they were pictured in viral social media snaps. But there's just one problem.
Was it fake?
Yep.
Ah!
The images are artificially generated. It looks amazing. It would be so fun, said Rachel Hoffmeister, who lives in Saskatchewan. But unfortunately, it is not real. The original photo post uploaded to Instagram.
Okay, I want everyone to understand what we're talking about. This isn't like a shade of purple. This is deep, dark, royal purple. Dark purple. This color does not exist in fruit in nature if it's not an eggplant.
It looks beautiful.
It's fake. And orchards, the poor people that are working at the orchards right now, prime apple picking season, are getting flooded with phone calls from ding-a-ling saying, do you have purple apples? No, we don't.
I didn't know you could grow apples up as far north as Canada.
You're missing the point of the entire story.
Well, I understand. They're not purple. They're red.
Always bringing directions into the conversation.
The Beaumont Police Department in Texas is boasting that they really do deliver. An extra mile deed caught on a door camera proves that a Beaumont police officer actually delivered a DoorDash order in place of the delivery driver that he had arrested. The homeowner was clearly surprised and confused. The driver had several warrants out for his arrest and was taken to jail. Detroit Lions head coach Dan Campbell is selling his home in the Motor City because of what he calls safety concerns.
Oh, on the record?
Campbell told Crane's Detroit Business on Wednesday that he and his family loved the house, but decided to move after fans found out where he lived. Campbell telling the outlet, there's plenty of space. It's on 2 acres. The home is beautiful. It's just that people figured out where we lived when we lost to the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. When approached by CNN for comment, the Lions pointed to Campbell's comments. Realtor Ashley Crane, who is representing Campbell in the house sale, confirmed to CNN that Campbell filed a police report after his address was leaked following the team's 20-19 away defeat to the Cowboys last season. Crane confirmed that Campbell was subject to pranks and harassment as a result. His family moved out and...
Not okay. No. Not okay.
Yeah, who doxed him? What?
I don't know. I mean, this is a guy who took that team last season, and that was the season they lost to Dallas, 20-19, to the NFC Championship game. One game away from their first ever Super Bowl appearance.
I mean, if I were anybody, I would not be going to prank Dan Campbell.
Do you remember that news conference he held when he was first hired?
Oh, I'll go find
Was he the one that's like, then we're going to break their knees?
Yes.
And we're gonna slice them open, and we're going to break both kneecaps? No. And he was not joking.
No.
And you can hear a pin drop in the press room. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to come out.
Let me tell you what.
We're going to gut them. We're going to gut them like fish, and then we're going to break both their kneecaps.
We're going to dangle their intestines in front of them so they can look at it.
Wait, is he being serious? And then it just gets quiet, and it's like, oh, my God, he's being serious. He's a beast.
Yeah, he is a beast. Somebody says Campbell was a former Dallas Cowboy, by the way. Okay, but why would, if you live in Detroit and you've got this amazing turnaround your franchise coach, why would you be pranking him and mocking him and harassing
him? So this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And
he's awesome.
Okay.
Not the guy I'd be pranking. Just me, you know. Maybe I'm crazy.
That's assault and battery, and then we're going to get up, and we're going to assault you and batter you again. And then we're going to get up on the third time, and then we're going to do it again.
We're going to take your kneecaps. I forgot that.
No, we're going to take a bite out of your kneecap.
Yeah.
And then it's going to take three shots to knock us down.
I love him. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the end of the week. You know what that means. It's 5 o'clock on a Friday. It is Festivus Friday time. We've got all 8 lines open. So this is the best and easiest time to get in. The phone number is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. We will do the airing of the grievances when we return after the news with Dan Weinbaum here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.